So first, if you can tell me, what is the buddy-to-buddy program?
So the buddy-to-buddy program is based on the premise that military service is unlike any other life experience. So we provide trained volunteer veterans to returning Michigan Army National Guard units. Guard and reserves face, you know, unique challenges in that when they return, they don't have bases where everything is just kind of centrally located for them. And the knowledge and awareness of resources throughout the community is pretty limited, so we try to bridge that gap.
You were in Iraq.
Yes, you were in 2003, 4, and 5.
And what was it like for you coming back?
You know, I had the advantage of still being on active duty when I returned, so I went back to, you know, Cherry Point, North Carolina. I was still with everyone I deployed with. There's obviously some transition issues trying to return to a little bit more stable environment. You know, the biggest difficulty is when you get away from those people that you deployed with is that people don't understand what you've been through. So it's tough to, you know, connect with people.
And that's what you try to basically help veterans with through your program.
Yes.
Why is it important to have veterans helping other veterans?
It's just that shared understanding of what they went through. A lot of the, our volunteers are Vietnam veterans, so they understand what it's like to return and not really be fully understood by society. And we've heard time and time again, they want to make sure that these returning veterans don't get treated the way they did when they returned.
What do they tell them?
Just that a lot of the things you're going through are normal to experience, you know, to expect some of this, not quite feeling like other people in the room understand what you've been through, not connecting and things like that, but that if you address the issues early on, they can be managed. You know, PTSD is a far more common thing now, whereas people recognize it and it's addressed and, you know, treated, where in the past it was kind of stigmatized.
What does the buddy-to-buddy program do for vets that other programs in the community or other resources don't do?
We connect them by using peers, which is, you know, a really strong way of encouraging people to get help. And that's one of the big things we do is we might help them recognize that some of the things they're going through are difficult, but they are, you know, workable and there are things out there to help assist them. So we connect them with the resources in their community, you know, the benefits they're eligible for and things like that. A lot of times people may not know where to turn and that makes it more frustrating. And we also help to vet the resource to make sure that when we're sending them somewhere, they're going to, you know, performance advertise.
How does the buddy-to-buddy program help the wider community?
So, you know, since we address whole life issues like employment, education, and things like that, the veteran population under the age of 25 is one of the highest unemployment rates in the country right now. It's much higher than the national average, something around 13%. So we're helping get these guys in college, you know, or get them through job training, things like that, so that they can return and be employed. You know, so that benefits the country as a whole, the whole job package. And then as well, you want to have, you know, people in your communities supported and contributing and things like that.
Well, thank you for talking with me.
Thank you very much.